Okay, so it's afternoon. It's 1:57 p.m. on January 6th. The day got away from me today. I had a feeling it might. It was supposed to be a work day at my house, and unfortunately my wife was sick again, so it didn't work out to be as much of a work day as I had hoped for. So, it's a lovely afternoon. I think I put on a picture that it was 60 degrees. I'm not 100% sure that it really is. I forgot to check the thermometer before I left the house. It is rather warm. I'm only out in a windbreaker and sweatshirt today. There's not a lot of wind. In fact, there's no wind that I can feel. And it's a beautiful, bright day. So, let's see. What I'm thinking about today is not much. The FedEx truck going by makes a lot of noise. So, I managed to get into the ACX documentation again yesterday and realized that I had not quite got the files ready. They need to be re-encoded to an MP3 format that I have not yet done. So I got 40 chapters that need to be re-encoded, and I need to record the opening credits and the closing credits. But I got to figure out where they're supposed to go and what they're supposed to sound like. Every other instruction is explicit. A half a second here, 2.5 seconds there, whatever. This, for the opening and closing credits, are read this and put it at the beginning of the file. Which file? The first file, and for the closing credits, I'm supposed to record it and tag it on to the end of the file. The last file, and what about the 3.5 seconds? Where does that go? Where does the half second leader go? Does the opening credit constitute the chapter heading for the first chapter? So I record it and then leave a half a second break for the real chapter heading. And I don't know. I'm trying to find an answer. I'm not getting very far. I suspect that it has to be at the beginning of the first file for the lead-in, the end of the last file for the closer. I went to do the upload and discovered that instead of doing an upload, what I have to do is get a contract, print a contract, and mail the contract to them. I'll email the cover art. I could email the contract if I had it signed. And what I might try to do is sign it and rescan it. Somewhere I have a signature file that is literally a picture of my signature. And I might try playing with that to see if I can get that to work. But it was like, I don't know, one step forward, two steps backward. And then today, being kind of shot down by having sickness in the house, I had to take elder daughter over to a friend's house in the middle of the day. And it just got all mixed up. So, yeah, they can't all be great days, right? The yin and the yang. I am looking forward to getting Tiffin Ishmael back. And judging from some of the comments that people have been making on Twitter and in comments on the post, that's something that people are going to be very interested in seeing. quite decided how that might happen. I suspect what has to happen is that I need to sit down and write it so that I can discover it along with everyone else. I also need to sit down and write, which I have not yet done, the new beginning for Xiphereus Call, so that I can get that book out. Next week is going to be interrupted. I've got that Northern Colorado Writer's Coffee, which is usually the last Tuesday of the month, but because the last Tuesday of the month fell during the holidays, they postponed the first one to January 10th. I don't know if they're going to have another one at the end of the month or not, or if they'll just skip and go to the last Tuesday in February. But I do want to go over and meet with them again. I am going to do a workshop for them, February 27th. I think that's a Monday night. I don't really like doing nights, but that's the time they usually offer their workshops. It makes a certain amount of sense to have them in the evening when people might be able to attend who would otherwise have jobs. And since so many of the people who are in the Northern Colorado Writers are engaged in the query go-round and the author, I'm sorry, the agent hunt, none of them, very few of them are actually full-time writers and have the kind of flexibility to attend during the day. So that's one of the issues. It's interesting to note that because they are engaged in the query go-round and an agent hunt, even those people who have one or two published books aren't making enough money to be able to have it be their full-time position. Judging from the amount of the books that I'm selling lately, I wouldn't be able to either right at the moment. Of course, if I were self-publishing, I'd have 6 books out by now, and not just 4. Grumble. Oh, the dogs are out. Yay. Try walking out in the street a little bit and see if I can walk around them. So somebody asked, and one of the comments somewhere, and I don't remember now if it was in the Solar Clipper comments or if it was in someplace else, was what, did Ryden bring enough to the table, basically, I'm paraphrasing, did Ryden bring enough to the table to warrant not going pure self-pub? That's the question. I mean, that really is a $64,000, quite literally, $64,000 question. I have to think so, or I wouldn't be working with them. The thing is that, and I've said this, I know I said this before, just this week, is if we can get them focused, if we can get the company to pay attention to their business and not pay attention to what Michael's doing or what else is going on in the world, we would be, I think, far better served to be working with Ryden. All of the authors, having Haldeman's book in the catalog, having Crispin's book in the catalog, books in the catalog, I think we're going to see a K.W. Jeter book in the catalog soon. You know, those are names to conjure with, really, and we could all benefit from having our shoulders together in that catalog if and when we get Robin to flex her marketing muscle again some more. And between, she's really the bottleneck. She's going to figure out, she has to figure out, because it's not certainly something I can figure out for her. And she has to figure out how this is going to work, because right now it's leaving everybody with an increasingly bad taste, which is really unfortunate, because we had started off so well. And I think we can recover. I said in a thread on Amazon that, you know, I have to take the long view. And as frustrating as the short view has been, the long view really is, how is this going to work out in 5 years? Will having the set of books from Ryden in publication, in print, earning all the time, pay? And I think the answer is yes. Even if I don't put any other books with Ryden, having this six with them makes a level of visibility that will continue to be, as long as they stay in business, continue to be part of the catalog, part of their promotional effort. And they'll be promoting more heavily. I think if she ever gets done with her editing backlog, right now she's got three books that are pending. One of them's been pending for 2 years. And I really feel bad for Eric Knapp, because it's not, I don't know that it's happening. It was supposed to be. Todd Fonseca's book came out. And she was supposed to be working on mine and another one side by side, but I haven't seen, he hasn't seen anything, and I haven't seen anything. So I'm not sure exactly where we are, what we're doing. The last comment she made was, this is such a much cleaner work that there was much less for her to do. There was going to be much less red ink, which is, considering the amount of red ink that has been in the books before, is pretty astonishing. But then again, I know what she's looking for now, and I have a better handle on making it on the first cut in terms of the common punctuation mistakes that she doesn't like that I make all the time. I've corrected the story itself, I think, for Double Share is stronger, in spite of the fact that there's a hanging thread that people just love to bug me about. I've talked to a couple of people about staging a narration for the missing recording from Double Share. There's actually a reason it's not in the book. The reason it's not in the book is that he didn't listen to the recording. If you remember, he was chagrined to notice that it was still recording, and that he felt bad about violating the captain's privacy. Now, maybe that wasn't on the surface enough for people to have picked up on, but we'll see what that looks like later. And maybe Robin will ask me to put it in the book. I don't know. It's going to be disappointing, I think, for a lot of people, because what is in there is relatively innocuous and minor. It's abstruse enough that in listening to it, he won't understand what he's hearing. Although people who have listened to the story through to the end might well be able to pick up what's going on in that particular eavesdropping scene. But the fact that he didn't listen to it was actually part of the plot. It's actually part of what makes him him. The private recording, the eavesdropping on instances where he is directly involved is one thing, but secretly recording someone where he is not involved creates a moral dilemma for him, which he addresses by not listening to the recording. I thought it was interesting that the ship was wired for sound, but nobody knew. And I did that on purpose as well. Because, well, like many, many things, stuff is done by the book. And it depends on who wrote the book as to what stuff you do. And the first people who came on the ship didn't inculcate that into the standing orders, so they never got added on later. And eventually the capability was not exactly lost, because it was sitting right there in plain sight for anybody to find who happened to look for it. But even Ishmael, whose job it was to maintain and curate the system, didn't see it until he went to look for it and found it already there. I don't know. I think it works. I know there are some people who disagree with me. I've got one or two people who want to debate this with me all the time. It's like, well, you know, I see your point, but I don't agree with it. It's real easy. That's not the way it was intended. And it's not the way I read it. It's not the way I wrote it. So, interesting take, but not one I would have considered as necessarily viable. At any rate, so I am almost back. I keep glancing at the phone to make sure that it's recording. I'm particularly paranoid after the last week or so, where things kept failing on me. Kids on the playground. I'm pretty sure you can hear them. The loud shrieking noises. The other thing we forgot today was that it's trash and recyclables day. Delayed one day from Thursday because of the holiday on Monday. And I forgot to put the things out until noon. It'll be interesting to see if I've made it and whether or not the pickup will actually happen, or if we'll have to stock the trash and recyclables for another week. I did notice one of the garbage trucks going around on its late cycle as I started the walk, so perhaps we were in time. And perhaps we weren't. On the grand scheme of things, not significant. We have extra trash cans for just this kind of circumstance. And we don't usually go through that much in a week. We'll be particularly lessened if we can get people to go to school and go to work next week, all week. Oh, I did hear from about the Steve Tim book, and we sold 9 copies. Yeah, 9. It's not going to be a bread burner here. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day.